Today on 5-Minute Monday, I'll try to convince you to ignore your download numbers. Welcome to 5-Minute Monday, where we bring you the best tips and strategies for building your podcast in 5 minutes or less. So if you're new here, consider subscribing. Now, I know that the only thing more exciting than launching your podcast is watching your download numbers grow over time. And it's really tempting to chase the downloads, looking for the next milestone to validate that your podcast is a success. But that mindset will ultimately sabotage your podcasting journey. And in a recent episode of Podcasting in Real Life, I explained why I steer podcasters away from refreshing their stats every couple hours to see if they've changed. You know, and I'll just share personally, like, so I was in podcasting before I started working at Buzzsprout, and it was very easy to get caught up in chasing downloads and refreshing my Buzzsprout stats every other hour to see if they went up and if I crossed that next 100 or whatever. And I just remember, like, that became almost like an idol to me. Like, I was borderline obsessed with, how do I get the next stat? How do I get the next milestone? Like, how do I grow my audience to this next level? And it started to suck the joy out of podcasting, because I felt like a slave to the numbers, just internally. On the surface, it was like, oh yeah, I want to serve people and I want to make an impact. But really, I want to make an impact by having like a million downloads or something, you know, some arbitrary metric that I just made up in my head that doesn't actually reflect anything in real life. And it would be even more discouraging when I would, you know, hear about somebody else's numbers who had a podcast completely unrelated to mine and get discouraged because they were different, right? Or think, oh, my podcast is way better than that person's podcast. Why is he having success and I'm not? And you just can't win. So it's not that numbers aren't a useful metric to, like, look at trends and try and figure out, like, am I doing well? Am I making an impact? Am I serving the people and my audience well? It's just that it becomes so easy to get sucked into that being your sole focus. And when that's your sole focus, you can never actually arrive. Like, you never get to a place where you're happy. Because as soon as you hit one metric, it's on to the next one. You just keep moving the goalpost backwards. And, you know, even if you got to number one in your category in Apple Podcasts, you'd be super discouraged when you drop down to 5 one morning, you know? And so it just never, it never gets to a point where you're satisfied. And so that's one of the reasons that I personally really push people away from looking at their download numbers, you know, because it's just, it's not something that you can use as a useful metric to actually continue to keep you going and excited about what you're doing and excited and connect the dots to what I'm talking about in my podcast is making a real difference. Hey, I'm back. So I know how enticing and exciting it is to see that your podcast is growing, to see that your number is increasing. And every time you hit a new milestone, you think, wow, I'm doing great. But don't allow that to directly influence your art. Don't allow that to influence the kind of podcast that you want to make. Ultimately, if you want to be satisfied, if you want to enjoy this journey in podcasting and be in it for the long haul, you're not going to get that from chasing downloads. You're going to get that by creating something that you love and being there for the people that love to listen to you. Need some help with your podcast? The Buzzsprout Podcast Community on Facebook is a great place to find answers and get the help that you need to make your podcast as excellent as possible. So if you're not a member yet, just click on the link in the show notes and ask to join. That's it for today. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.